Today on episode number 338, I'm doing this whole thing from my phone. I'm back from the New Media Expo, and we've got a last five and five. We've got a podcast promotion tip. We've got a podcast success story and an interview with somebody who's got books on Amazon, and they're selling them via their podcast. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where I help you bypass the podcasting pitfalls that trip up people as we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing and all points in between. In fact, if you're looking for one place on the internet that has everything you need to start a podcast, well, that website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, I would love to have you. My website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out of our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. And right now, I'm using a program called Boss Jot Studio. In fact, let me touch a button here. We'll fade that out. See, and I can do fun things like this. I can be really annoying with the school bell. In fact, originally I had recorded something in my Vegas hotel room, and I was using a different microphone. I was using an actual USB microphone that via some sort of camera kit plugged into my iPhone. Yes, I now have an iPhone. Yay, I feel human. I own an Apple product. I have worth. Sorry about that. And this is what it sent. Now, the bad news is my hotel room had this really annoying kind of noise in the background because I was staying at the Gold Coast. And I'll talk about Vegas at the end. In fact, I might talk about this is through the microphone of my iPhone. And so it's a bit more condensery. If I do this, I can, pick up a lot of room noise. So I've got this right here, but the bad news is if I say peanut butter, so there's no pop filter on your iPhone. I guess if I talk across it like you're supposed to with a microphone instead of into it, that'll work. But this is what it sounded like. This is a $200 microphone plugged into it, and it sounded like this. Being held hostage by hotel Wi-Fi. It's episode number 338 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, where today I'm recording this entire podcast with just my phone and a microphone. All right, I'm going to talk over this again. But basically, as you can hear,
podcasting, one of the key ingredients of 2005, I am your.
I hear two of me, but you can hear where. A pop filter really is a key ingredient. If you're like, what's a pop filter? It's either a little piece of foam you stick over your microphone, but many times it's actually this kind of circular piece of cloth that goes in front of your microphone so that when you say things like peanut butter, the P's and the B's don't what we call pop. But I got to tell you, Vegas was fun. There's nothing more fun than hanging out with people that think just like you do, right? It's kind of fun. We're in our own little bubble. And it was very rewarding. And but before I left, I got this voicemail. And yes, if you go to the School of Podcasting, you can sign up for my membership site. And yes, I earn money from that. But one of the other ways I get paid is by helping other people succeed. And I got this voicemail, and I was literally jumping out of my chair. I was like high-fiving the invisible man because I was in a room alone, which just looks like you're swatting invisible flies. But I was like, yeah. And here it is. It's amazing. Here we go. Kevin Taylor. You ready for this? Check this out. I do a thing called I'll explain what he talks about. Then we'll hit this. I do a thing called a quick start plan. This is for people who have no website, no nothing. They just know they want to start a podcast. They've got their idea. They've got some money for a microphone, and they're ready to go. And what happens is send me an email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, with the phrase quick start in the title. That kind of flags it for me. And basically, I send you a link to order your hosting. Now, hosting for your website is about $7 a month. And when you order through my link, I earn a commission. Now, I take that commission, and I actually go in, and I set up your website for you, just a basic one, and then you can kind of tweak it from there. I install all the plugins so you're ready to podcast, and I give you a free month to the School of Podcasting. So you can then learn, hey, now that I have a website, what do I do with it? It's a great package, and you get all that for $7, right? It's pretty cool. So in this case, Kevin signed up for the Quick Start program, and listen to what happened. This is cool.
Dave, this is Kevin Taylor with the Weekend Water Skier podcast at weekendwaterskier.com. Hey, I have just got to tell you how excited I am. Been listening to the podcast for several months, finally took you up on that Quick Start offer, and thank you. That was so amazingly fast. I got you the information Friday afternoon. Friday night, it was up and going. Saturday, I recorded my first episode. Well, I'd recorded it before, but put it together, got it published. That same day, I called up the local boat show, emailed the local boat show, actually, and asked for a press pass. I thought, it's worth a shot. The worst they can do is tell me no. Sunday night, I got home, checked my emails, and there it is. I've qualified for a press pass to come cover the boat show, to cover all things water skiing, at least in terms of vendors and things going on in the state of Utah. I could not believe it. I heard you saying that as you get a podcast, you become an expert. And here I am, this guy who knows no more than anybody else about this. But I'm the guy who now has the press pass to go to the boat show, interview these people, interview the exhibitors, people representing major companies in the industry, and find out what is going on in the industry, talk to them, and learn stuff. I am completely amazed at how quickly something like this could happen. I just wanted to tell you it's absolutely amazing. And again, tell you thank you for your help in making this possible. I would have probably struggled until long past the boat show went on trying to do it myself. The help you gave me was absolutely incredible. Thank you. I am so excited about this. I just can't believe it. I told my wife, she was blown away too when we learned about it. This is phenomenal. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I am so stoked to now be a podcaster, a real live, honest to goodness member of the press podcaster with my weekendwaterskier.com podcast. Thanks so much, Dave. It's awesome.
It is awesome, my friend. It's very, very cool. And that made my day when I heard that. I was like, yeah. And I plan on bringing a clip. I was listening to the latest episode of WP Plugins A to Z, and it was interesting because, number one, somebody, it might have been you, actually went over after listening to me talk about the podcast, and they said, hey, I listened to it, and then they said my favorite phrase, I found your podcast, and I went back and downloaded the entire back catalog. I keep telling people that when people who like your subject find it, they go, oh my God, and then they go and they download the entire back catalog. And I heard somebody say, hey, I found it, I love the podcast, and I downloaded the entire back catalog. So I love it when I can have like audio proof of that. What I'm saying is the truth, y'all. So next up, we have Dan Hayes, very cool guy. This is another guy that I've met on chats. I've helped him with his website. We've done this, and he's got this cool, super simple promotion tip, and it's working. And this is one of the cool things about podcasting is when we all find something that works or it works for us. You know, Dan could have said, well, I'm not going to share this with anybody. This is a cool thing, and it's bringing me listeners. No, we all tend to share what's working for each other. And here is a little tip from Dan about promoting your podcast on something that doesn't really scream podcast promotion. Check this out.
I'm standing here at the what will be the Podcasting Expo floor here with Dan Hayes from your podcast.
Simple Life Together.
And you can find that at?
SimpleLifeTogether.com.
And you just had a phenomenal podcast marketing idea. I'm like, hold on, let me bust out the microphones. So tell us what you're doing.
Well, our niche market is mostly women between the ages of, I'm guessing really, between about 30 and probably 65. Most of those probably don't even know what a podcast is.
Right.
So I post our album cover art on Pinterest, and I've had phenomenal results by just putting a simple tag in there about what the episode is about, and click here to listen now. And it takes them right to our site. And according to the things that I've seen, we've been getting a pretty darn good conversion rate of people coming from Pinterest to my website and then and converting. We've gotten feedback. One was, this is the first podcast I've ever listened to.
There you go.
And I'm so glad I listened to this one. We got that this week.
Now, is each of your album art different for each episode?
No, but what I did was, it's the episodes are about my wife and I pursuing a simpler life. Mm-hmm. And part of that in the album cover, or the cover art, I should say, is stairs. We took this picture at Japanese Gardens. Mm-hmm. And on one of the stairs, I just put, for each episode, episode one, episode two, episode three. And when I normally do the thumbnail, all I did was, I did an Automator series in Mac. And so when I throw the thumbnail in there, it automatically shrinks it down to 75 by 75. Right. I have the number on there. And then I just upload that to Pinterest.
Cool.
Works, awesome. Works like a charm so far.
Beautiful. So, and again, where can people find your podcast?
We're on iTunes, of course, at Simple Life Together, or at simplelifetogether.com.
Beautiful.
There you go. Pinterest. Who would have thought of it? Because I thought people were just, you know, pinning recipes or whatever was going on over there. And I am late to the Pinterest game, but from what I hear, it's an interesting place, and you might want to check that out, because you never know. There are, if we go with, now realize this is probably entirely wrong, right? But the stereotypical person that was using Pinterest when it first came out were females. And if you look at all the stats of podcasters and podcast listeners, many of them were of the male persuasion, and so this is a way to get the ladies involved with podcasting. And that's the other thing that I did see at the New Media Expo. Lots of females getting involved, which is a beautiful thing. They've got, I know there is a Special Mouse podcast ondietandhealth.com is another one I work with. The DigiCast is another one I work with. WinTheDietWar.com is another. Dr. Nina is a new podcast if you want to check that out, especially about this time of year. These are people that I'm helping launch their podcast, and they're all female. So the days of it just being for, you know, geeky tech guys are behind us. And, you know, so don't think you have to be a geek to get into doing a podcast. And the other thing I got to, this is funny, and we're going to play a clip here. We got a last five and five. Now, if you're new to the show, this is something I do to just kind of, again, give back to the community to help promote each other. And it's not so much what are your favorite five podcasts, it's what were the last five podcasts you listened to. And yes, you can cheat and look at your phone and things like this. And I'm dealing with Jim, and I actually have done some consulting with Jim. Jim, you ready for this? Jim has been listening to me. I did a podcast. My very first podcast was called The Musician's Cooler. Now, we've talked about how names are important, and if I say Musician's Cooler, what does that mean to you? And most people said, hey, is probably, you know, guys drinking wine coolers, musicians, right? And so after about 5 years of doing that podcast, I changed the name to Marketing Musician, because when I say, hey, what do you think Marketing Musician is about? Most people go, oh, it's probably about, you know, getting more fans or music sales or marketing your band. And I go, absolutely, that's what it's about. So if you're going to name your podcast, one of the things you can do is say the name to people and say, what do you think this podcast is about? So the cool thing is Jim has been listening to me forever. I've helped him. And this is the cool thing about the whole conference was it was meeting people you've heard. It was meeting people, in some cases, you've heard on Skype, and you actually got to see them in person. And so Jim has a lovely last five and five for us.
All right. Live from whatever, the expo, whatever room this is, I am with
Jim Federoff.
And your podcast is?
Quiltcaster.com.
Oh, hell, you're Jim.
Yeah, I am.
The whole time I'm like, Jim, and I'm like, okay.
Here I am in the flesh.
I've been talking to you the whole time going, Jim. I'm
it
like,
is me.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
That's shorter than you thought I am, right?
That's it.
Yeah, there we go.
Tell us about your podcast.
Well, we make the podcast is specifically focused on making custom guitars, gear. We like to talk to people, musicians, and studio engineers and whatnot that have unique passions about music. So, for example, if you're making a really crazy looking guitar, I want to talk to you because, after all, you have a story behind that guitar, and that's important.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
now the pop quiz. Hmm. What were the last five podcasts you listened to? Not necessarily your favorite five podcasts,
yeah.
But like
Okay, I can tell you right away three off the top bat. Right. One is Pat Flynn. Yes. Smart Passive Income.
He's
I absolutely love him. Yeah, he is, and I do enjoy his podcast greatly. That's I highly recommend that one.
Okay.
Number two is Seth Godin. I listen to that one too.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then the third one is Radiolab. Love Radiolab. In fact, that's I highly recommend
that.
It's NPR.
Okay.
And it is it's immersive. It's like, you know, the old days we used to watch TV, or in the old days you used to listen to the radio, right? And they used to tell a story and really bring you into the story, and you're using your imagination through the whole thing, but educating at the same time. Listen to Radiolab, you're going to be blown away. What they do is they really bring you in. The production values are so high. They have multiple streams of like storylines, and they interject you out of the storyline and educate you, and then put you back in the storyline. Really good. High production values.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
Let's see.
Three.
Fourth would be Chris Halpern, or Derek Halpern, sorry.
Yeah. Social Triggers?
Yeah, because he uses that whole social aspect of it, and I use it for my business. I don't, you know, Coldcaster's my thing on the side. I'm actually a clinician by trade. And that's my day job, actually. But let's see, a fourth one.
A fifth one.
Yes, my counting is off here. if I can remember it right now. The name's escaping me. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
4-4. Hobbs 4. I can get you 5. I just have to look into my iNano and find out.
You can do that.
It's there.
Okay. And the fifth one?
Okay, the fifth one I figured out is HIMSS. Basically, it's a mHealth clinician. It's focusing on Elm Health and focusing on...
What is mHealth?
Well, okay, that's actually kind of the area I'm in a little bit, is medical devices, but also mHealth is mobile health.
Okay.
So the ability to have mobile phones and devices that allow technicians to go ahead and serve their patients and also take care of their hospital requirements, but mobily. So on their phones or iPhones or iPads, Vocera phones, Cisco phones, etc.
Cool.
Because what happens is the nurse clinician is actually getting very mobile now, and so they have to be able to have that data right there at their fingertips, but have like escalation, levels of backups, if you will, if the alarms are going off, and they can have it going to a secondary clinician, a third clinician. And the idea is these are great tools that medical people are using right now to really facilitate the incredible demands they have on them, but at the same time alleviate a lot of that alarm fatigue that they have going on in the hospital.
Cool.
So, yeah. So those are pretty much, you know, I'm kind of all over the base.
Right. And where can we find your podcast again?
At quiltcaster.com. So it's Quiltcaster, C-A-S-T-E-R, like as in Telecaster, but it's quiltcaster.com.
All right.
And
awesome.
You'll see my guitar that I made up there, which is a quilt on a guitar.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. All right. Thank you very much.
It's just that easy.
All right. It's just that easy. But listen to the niche stuff that Jim is listening to. And yeah, it is kind of funny. It's like, oh my God, you're Jim, which is very cool. Now, let's back up a second. Here's the interesting thing, because you say, Dave, his podcast is called Quiltcaster. Would you think that that's about custom-made guitars and custom-made musicians? Maybe, maybe not. But here's the interesting thing, because when I was working with Jim, I said, I got to tell you, that name, But here's the interesting thing. If as Jim moves forward with this, the one thing that Jim is not going to have is, I'm pretty sure if you type Quiltcaster into Google, he's going to be the only one. He's going to be the Kleenex of custom music instrument podcast, because people go, oh, it's like the Quiltcast. So he understands that he's going a little harder road, because it's not going to be super self-explanatory, but he also knows that it's going to be super easy to be found because he's got that name. So there we go. All right, so we're having fun with Boss Jock Studio here. I might as well talk about that before we get to our last interview. And what's interesting about this, I'm not used to recording live. In fact, usually what I would do is just do my little opening monologue. I would record the part that I'm talking now about Boss Jock Studio, and I would just be throwing in all these other clips, where right now I'm listening to the clips with you, which means that it takes a little longer to create this podcast. This would be an interesting and yet time-consuming way to do a music podcast. If you think about it, if you're doing a music podcast, you could simply go, and here's the new one from the Jolly Ranchers. It's their song, Baby, I Love Your Shoes, right? And then you just basically stitch in the song, and then you say, okay, and that was the Jolly Ranchers. And next up, it's Ruptured Spleen with, you know, whatever. And
you put in that song and you just put in the little intros and outros and you just throw in the song and then you go, okay, and mix it down. Here, when you're doing a live podcast, you're right along with the listener, so which is fine. And right now we're at 20 minutes and 6 seconds. There is a pause button on Boss Jock Studio, and what you have is basically a series of buttons so I can do things. I can just hit anything here. Here's my old music. And then I hit it again, and it'll fade out. And I can have it loop if I want to, and I've got the little school bell that I've been annoying everybody with. And, like, I can sit here and hit this button.
All right, well, live from the new media floor.
Right, so that's the next interview that we're going to be doing. And right now, on my iPhone, I've got 15 buttons I can fill up. Now, what's interesting about this is you can actually, like, if I click on a button here, it says it's empty, which, of course, it's not going to do it right now because, hello, Dave, you're recording. But you can actually upload. What I did was I uploaded everything I wanted in this podcast to Dropbox. Now, if you've never played with Dropbox, I use it with all my clients. It's a great way to share files. And so what will happen if it's Dr. Nina from WinTheDietWar.com, she will just record her voice. She doesn't want to do all the editing and all that stuff, so she'll just throw it in a folder in Dropbox. That uploads it to the web. I go into that folder on the web, download it, edit it, make it a podcast, add her ID3 tags, and upload it to Libsyn, and she's good to go. So Dropbox is a really great tool for sharing files. Well, what you can do in my case is I uploaded all my interviews and all my little, you know, bells and whistles and music and things like that, and then I went in here and clicked on a button and said, hey, I need to add a sound to this little button. And it said, okay, where's it coming from? And I said, Dropbox. And I said, okay. And it opens up my Dropbox, and I go, there's the file. And it downloads that file to my phone. And it's easy. Then I can just play it whenever I want. And when I'm done, I can delete the – I can clear the button, and I can go in and delete the recording off of my phone, which in this case is the new iPhone 5. I ditched my Android. I do miss BeyondPod. That was such a great application. But before I digress, Boss Jock Studio, if you're going to be doing portable recording, you guys tell me, what does this sound like to you? Again, through the phone. This is simply through the phone, and you can. Now, the other cool thing about this, right now this is on the iPhone, you can do this on an iPad. And with an iPad, you can have a gazillion different buttons to play with. It's a little easier because the buttons aren't so small. Like here, I've got this set to be 15 buttons. And what's cool is when I hit a button, I can see how long the clip is until it's done. Now, my eyesight is not the greatest, but I could still read that and I can see who it is. With an iPad, it's a little easier to read. And what you can do is you can actually, with any kind of live recording, you have to adjust your sound. So I can sit here and play my music. And adjust the overall volume of that so that the next time I hit that, that volume comes out as, right, it's not super loud. Same thing with my little school bell. You know, I could actually set that up to be much louder. So you get all your volume level set, then you hit record, and it records it. And then when you're done, you can actually export this. It's super easy. You say, do you want it to be mono or stereo? Now, in this case, I'm going to do it mono because you'll hear my next interview is extremely stereo. Maybe I'll do it in stereo so you can hear it. That would be a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do kind of situation. And you can then FTP it to places like Libsyn or wherever you're – if you need to just throw it there. You can upload it to a Dropbox. You can upload it to SoundCloud. There are a lot of different options. And there are there are different formats, MP3, I think a couple other different ones. And really, to be honest with you, I didn't look at the other ones because I'll never use them. It'll just be MP3 for me. But you can do, you know, 96, 64 mono, 128 stereo, all those things, all from your phone. And like I said, with the iPad, you can actually, well, even with the iPhone and the right connectors, you can actually plug in microphones. Now, the USB microphone, this one that I was playing with earlier, let's play another clip of that. Being held hostage by hotel Wi-Fi. It's episode number 338 of the school. Right, that is a actual USB microphone, but it's also a condenser microphone. So I'm trying to find a dynamic microphone. I love the Audio-Technica 2100, And this is where I understand people get a little frustrated with Apple. Something to do with the, what's called, and again, I'm new to the Apple world here, but something like a camera jack or camera connector that it won't let me plug my favorite USB microphone, the Audio-Technica 2100, into my iPhone. Otherwise, I'd be using it right now. And that's just an Apple thing. I guess they're super hyper, incredibly stingy when it comes to giving up control. And if they don't want you plugging a microphone into your iPhone, they're going to kind of just basically stop that. So that's one of the downsides of it. But I'm looking into that because I know there are a lot of people that like to podcast on the road. Now, from what I understand, the iPad is a little freer, I guess, in terms of plugging microphones in. And I'll be talking to the boys over at Boss Jock Studio. If you want to see this, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/BossJock. But if you're doing portable kind of podcasting, I'm going to leave it up to you. From what I heard, it sounds pretty cool. Obviously, there's going to be a little backup, a little background noise here, things like that. But the question is it listenable? Yes, it's not high LPR 40. Yes, it's not probably as good as my normal podcast. But and the other thing is, I'm looking at this little meter as I talk, and I wish there were numbers or something on the meter to kind of let me know exactly what the volume level is. But I said it at the last show, you know, best in show, and in terms of things that I walked away from the New Media Expo going, okay, what am I going to use? Is it going to be anybody from this booth, that booth, and things like that? There are a couple. Well, I'll be playing you interviews from people in the booths in future episodes. This was one that I was talking with Rob Walsh from Libsyn and Wizard Media. I said, you know, they don't really write that many software titles anymore strictly for podcasting. You know, there was Cast Blaster back in the day, and there was Pod Producer. Both have gone, right? And there really isn't that many. You know, we all use Audacity, but that's basically made for any kind of recording, and there's Adobe Audition and SoundForge and WavePad, but this one is strictly designed for podcasting. I wish they made one, a version that was not used for an iOS device. I wish it was for, the PC and the Mac so I could just use it because it's actually a really cool program. So, and I think it's a whole $5-$10, something like that. So again, for more information, there's a video. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/BossJock. All right, last up, before I get into Vegas, one of the things you know, and I'm hoping at the end of the month to release the first episode of Healing Your Marriage. This is a podcast I'll be doing with my wife. And one of the things I always talk about is networking with other podcasters. And I happen to be standing in a lunch line or something like that. And off to the right of me was some guy named Tony DiLorenzo. And Tony does a podcast. As he was talking, somebody said, hey, you know, who are you? What do you do? Kind of thing. And Tony does a podcast called One Extraordinary Marriage with his wife. And so it sounded like he had a lot going from his podcast. And you know, I always love people to answer the question because of my podcast. And I have a lot of those coming in the future, including people like Callie Lewis and Jason Van Orden and a couple other people. I interviewed, one of the things I was doing in New Media Expo was finding people who were making a living with, not always from, but with their podcast. And so I interviewed a few people on that subject. That'll be a future episode. But I'm always looking for people who are benefiting in one way, whether it's money, whether it's getting a word out, getting exposure, whatever it is. And so I found Tony. Now, this is kind of a two-for-one here. Now, I use the Roland Art, the Eterol, Roland, whoever makes this thing, the R-05. It's funny because mine's so old, the numbers have worn off the front. But the question has always been, in fact, what we've listened to so far has been me using the built-in condenser microphones of my recorder. And it's really great because it gives you that stereo kind of sound, and you heard all the background of the expo. We were on the floor when I'm talking with Dan, when I'm talking with Jim, and it makes it super easy. But what if you wanted something that didn't pick up so much of the background noise? Well, there is a website. I'll put it out at the web. I think it's Giant. It's a really silly website name. Okay, I'm trying to hit pause, and it's not... I want to... It, okay, it doesn't let... All right, I found the website. It's Giant Squid... here we go. Giant-Squid-Audio-Lab.com. And this guy makes custom microphones. And what I did was I found a microphone that allows me to plug into the mic input of my R-05 portable recorder. And I can go into the settings and say this is stereo or this is mono. So I said this is stereo. And it's these little lavalier microphones that clip on to whoever you're talking to. So I have one on me and one on Tony as I talk. Now, what this does is it makes it for super easy editing because Tony's all the way, I think, left and I'm all the way right. And so if for some reason we talk over each other, if all of a sudden, you know, in the background while Tony's talking, somebody behind me has a coughing fit, I can mute that and not lose Tony's audio. That's one of the cool things. When you do interviews, if there's any way to split your audio, it makes it super easy for editing. And then later, you can always mix it down to mono. Now, I do not recommend publishing the audio this way. And the reason for that, there are a lot of people. One of the most downloaded days is Tuesday through Thursday when people are at work listening to podcasts. And many people, myself included, listen to podcasts with one ear piece. Whether it's an earbud, a headphone with one ear off, they do that. So if you do that with this podcast, you're either going to hear all Tony or all me. Now, there's going to be a little bit of spillover because we are standing next to each other. But this is me using the Giant Squid Audio talking with Tony DiLorenzo, again, from Extraordinary Marriage. Great story, great guy. We had a great thing. And the reason I was talking with Tony is because I'm getting ready to release my podcast about marriage. And so I'm reaching out to the marriage podcasters to say, hey, you know, and in this case, when I talk with Tony, we're very spiritually on the same page. And generally, I think Tony's going to be a guy I develop a relationship, a friendship with. He seemed like just a super nice guy. And did not seem at all to balk when I said, hey, I'm going to launch a podcast about marriage too, and it gave him the story. He was, oh, great, I'm looking forward to hearing it. It was very cool to find somebody like that. So here is my interview with Tony.
All right, well, live from the new media floor, we're going to wing it. I've known Tony a good 15 seconds.
Good to meet you too, David. Same here.
But as we were talking, you started talking about some of the things that have happened. Either were those before or after your podcast?
Which ones?
The books.
The books came after the podcast.
Okay, so let me back up a second.
The 60 days of sex that we were talking right. about, and yes, my wife and I had sex for 60 days.
Okay.
That happened before.
Okay, so let's back up a second. Okay. So you're Tony. Your podcast is?
One Extraordinary Marriage
I just jumped right out of the
and
gate.
And you can find that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com.
Okay, and your podcast is about?
Sex, love, and commitment
okay,
in
cool.
marriage.
So one of the things we're always looking for is, was that something you self-published or something where you had a publisher or just we're kind of looking for things that maybe doors that have been opened or mm-hmm. opportunities or things like that that have happened because of your podcast.
Yeah. So the first book we did and our second book are both self-published.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. We decided to self-publish both. The first one was sort of a traditional way. We wrote it out. Found a interior designer and a cover designer and went through all this hassle of trying to get that book together. Mm-hmm. A lot of work. And obviously in a marriage even,
yeah.
trying to do a book together, that adds a whole nother layer of complication, yeah. to say the least. And so we got it out. We were elated. I never thought we'd do another one.
Mm-hmm.
And our second book we came out with is called The 7 Days of Sex Challenge.
Okay.
Because that is something my wife and I have done for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have helped numerous couples do it as well.
Hmm.
What we have found out, though, that people come, they listen to the podcast, they get on the blog, they want to know more. How do I do it? And so what we ended up doing was taking content from our blog mm-hmm. that we already have, and we wrote a book called 7 Days of Sex Challenge with an intro, 7 days, and then we have a bonus section at the end of it.
Okay.
And that one we did, though... put it to Kindle first.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it. We both wrote it. It's in a Word doc. I found a gal on Fiverr. She converted it to .mobi. It was up on Kindle.
Sweet.
And it's done well. You know, mm-hmm. it was selling. It's been selling. It's doing great. And so what I ended up finally doing, though, is I took it off KDP Select. And for those of you who don't know Kindle, I mean, we can get into KDP. That's a whole other thing.
Right.
But anyways, we took it off of that after 90 days. I have an audiobook of it, an ebook of it, and we just got the physical book.
Oh, cool.
And when I did the physical book, though, through Fiverr as well.
Oh, very cool. Now, what's your background?
So my background is in the auto industry.
Okay.
But we are marriage educators through our life learnings and through studying. Yeah.
Okay, so then you use this then. Do you do consulting then? Is that what, I guess, what inspired you to start a podcast?
Well, what we figured out was that after our 60 days of sex, it was transformation for us. And we got asked to speak at a marriage retreat. We spoke there to about 80 people, and they were blown away. They're absolutely blown away. And so at that point in time, we're like, wow, we may have something. But we sat around for a little bit. And then about a year after that, we did another talk. People again were like, wow, this is really cool. And that's when we finally got off our butts and started doing some writing, some blogging. And a good friend of ours said, you know what? Have you checked out this thing called podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what? And
this is about what?
Yeah, this is like 3 years ago. I don't even think I was listening to any 3 years ago. Right. And so learned about it more, found Cliff through Podcast Answer Man. And I was told my wife, I'm like, we got to check this out.
Yeah.
And so we ended up just going for it. It was one of those things, though, with podcasting for us is we got it. I was really excited. She was really excited. The stuff showed up. And we sort of looked at it for a month.
That's right? When you get Cliff on the phone.
Right. We just sort of looked at it, and then we finally just did it. We were like, let's just do it. And
that's the key.
And some of you are probably laughing about that reference when it comes to sex as well. But we just did it, and then we got that first one out, and we just said, wow, this is sort of fun. And we did a second one, and we're like, we really don't have much to say after about seven shows, so I don't know what's going to happen. And now, today, we released episode 151.
Okay.
And we have no plan on stopping.
So where's the content coming from? Is this questions from the audience then? Or
comes from now. It comes from our own experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from our audience who are emailing in or calling in. Mm-hmm. It comes from everyday interactions with people that we have.
Awesome.
And really, I mean, it's weird the way things have just happened, but we have just become known for what we do in our community. So we have loads of people coming, and they're asking, they're talking, and our Facebook is blown up, so we get messages there and Twitter. And so we have all this content that comes in, and sometimes we sometimes forget some stuff because it's constantly coming in, and it's like, okay, what do we want to talk about this week, and how, you know, we don't want to repeat ourselves, but yeah. It's
See, I love that, because I always tell people one of the things that's a byproduct of podcasting is you're seen as the expert, and obviously, you know, people are looking to you now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you said you didn't listen to many podcasts back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you listen to a ton now, or?
I do. I go through spurts.
Okay.
You know, it just depends on where I'm at, but I've listened to, gosh, Podcast Answer Man, Mixer G, The Rise, SPI with Pat Flynn.
Yeah, there's a good one.
I've listened to some cycling ones that are no longer around because I'm a big road cyclist.
Okay.
I listened to some comedy ones.
Okay.
Stop Podcasting Yourself is the one I like.
Yeah.
Two guys from Vancouver.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I just listen to an array of stuff, entree leadership, just depending on where I'm at and where I'm, what I'm doing. And, I drive enough that I just pop them in and listen. And
cool.
I even got my wife. My wife is more now on Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when Stitcher came out because that made it easier, like, the mainstream people can now pick it up.
Yep.
And my wife, she was just one. She wanted to listen to podcasts, but she was like, I don't want to download it and this and that. Now she has her Stitcher radio. She just goes
good
about.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, where can people find your podcast?
So find me at oneextraordinarymarriage.com or find me and my beautiful wife, Elisa.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/oneextraordinarymarriage. And for Twitter, it's Tony M. DiLorenzo.
Gotcha. And probably the last thing I should probably ask, what's coming in the future? Anything, any future plans coming for the podcast? Or
lots.
Book number three and the movie deal? And
Well, we want to take the show that we have now, refine it. We also want to start a live show.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to become a nationally syndicated radio show,
there
live call, and we want to become the number one nationally syndicated show.
It's a great goal.
For marriage and sex.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well, good luck with that.
Go from there.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
Right.
Really appreciate it.
Cool.
And there you go. Very cool guy. Very nice guy. And just an example there. You know, here's a guy from the auto industry You know, if you go over, check out their website. You got to read their story. Amazing, amazing story, and also a great example of how, I don't want to get all preachy on you, but in my opinion, God can turn any negative into a positive, and it's a cool story, cool guy. Some other cool guys I hung out, I hate to name names because I'm going to forget somebody. Number one, got to hang out with Mike Russell from Music Radio Creative and his lovely wife. They were very fun. It's interesting. Here's the thing about the New Media Expo. You have to have sponsors for that bad boy to launch, right? You got to have some money somewhere to pay the speakers in some case, well, the keynote people at least. You know, you got to have some money there to get that to go. So you have to have sponsors. Now, the interesting thing is the sponsors want something to promote their stuff. And one of the sponsors was Guinness beer, right? So they had these meetups. Now, the interesting thing about the meetups is they had them in places with extremely, right, that kind of stuff going on in the background. And you're like, I just blew snot all over my hand. Great, wonderful. And it's like, Mike, how are you? Dave, great. You know, it's like, and then his wife, isn't this lovely? You know, it was just so great. But I couldn't, number one, and then throw on top of it, I can't see in front of my face. And I'm like, ugh. So I understand why they do those. You have to appease the sponsor. And in fact, the thing I learned a lot about podcasters, and for lack of a better phrase, the community, was, number one, we are a fun bunch. And I don't mean partying, woo-hoo. I just mean we all generally like to laugh. The podcast awards, oh my goodness, Leo Laporte, as much as being a tech guy, man, does that guy have some seriously quick wit. Amazingly fast. And then the guys whoever won, the ladies, the peoples that won, right, they all had kind of interesting acceptance speeches, which were very entertaining. And we all generally, again, were very happy for each other. In fact, speaking of that, kudos to Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast. He won in the tech category, I believe was the category he won, which was, that's a tough category, and I was very happy. I was, in fact, out of all the ones I saw, you always want your friends to win, and I had some people. I had Marcy Rosenbaum, who does the Livelihood Show. I've actually helped her with her show, and a couple other ones that were in there, and Charles McFall and R. Morden from Success Freaks were there. Wanted them to win, and unfortunately they didn't. You know, I wanted the No Agenda show to win. It didn't. So I kept watching all these friends of mine not win. So when Daniel won, I was like, yes! So it was very cool. And Daniel's such a nice guy. Got to hang out with Daniel. Got to hang out with Charles McFall and Morden from Success Freaks. Got to hang out with Mike Russell. Got to hang out with Karen from Denmark, which you'll be hearing her on the show in the future. And CeCe Chapman and hang out with Callie Lewis. I got to meet Leo Laporte for a little bit. It was just the other thing was, here's another one for me. You've heard me talk about George Hrabe, I believe, on this show. I know he's been on The Power of Podcasting. And George is just an insanely creative guy. And I actually got to do a live podcast with George because George kind of has, not a persona, but he dresses the same when he performs. He dresses in a suit. He shaves his head, and he has these black glasses on. So it's always very easy to pick out George in a crowd. And I saw him, and he was podcasting at a live thing, and he just pulled me up on stage, and that was a lot of fun to kind of verbally riff with my buddy George. And realize I've known George, if you could put your fingers, a little air quote, I've known George about 5 years. He's been on my Marketing Musician podcast. He's been on this podcast. But we've never met. He's in Pennsylvania. We're not super far away. I'm in Ohio. But it was great to actually shake his hand and say thank you for making me laugh for the last 5 years. So that was very, very cool. And then just meeting people like Jim and Dan that were on the show today, and new people that I never met before, like Tony. So, you know, New Media Expo, sure, it's not cheap to get there. And I bought a virtual ticket because I kept missing sessions. I had my phone scheduled. It would say, hey, your next session starts in 15 minutes, and I'd be having this great conversation with somebody, and I'd be like, all right, I guess I'm going to miss it. So I definitely came back with some new coaching, consulting clients, which is kind of what I went out there for, and you know, made new friends, got to talk to Pat Flynn for a little bit, got to talk to Jamie Tardy for a little bit, who's all about interviewing. She does the Eventual Millionaire podcast. She was really cool to meet, and it was just a lot of fun. Got to, of course, shake hands. It's funny, because Cliff and I did the Cliff and I thing that we always do. Cliff Ravenscraft, who Tony mentioned here, we know each other. We've talked before, and I shook his hand about five times and be like, you know, I need to talk to Cliff, and he's a little bit like a ninja, where he's there a minute ago, and then whoosh, he's gone, because he's running the whole podcasting track, so I never really got a chance. Definitely, I'm going to have Cliff on the show in the future, because when you talk about podcast success, Cliff has a great story, and so he's going to be on the show in the future. A couple other things going on in the future, since this is the first podcast of 2013, I am going to be doing some video podcasts. I will be launching a video version of this show that will probably be like once a month, because there are just some things that I answer on a regular basis, especially like, how does iTunes work? When somebody says, I need to upload my podcast to iTunes, I'm like, yeah, let me get a napkin and draw some stuff for you. I would like to put that out as a podcast, and some other things that are very visual. I will not, just so you know, I will not be putting the video stuff in this feed. It'll be something, it'll be a separate thing that you have to sign up for. So that's going to be going on. I probably, somewhere in the middle of the year, I'm going to start having kind of live classes. It'll be a kind of a seminar thing where you can sign up for, and I haven't figured out if it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. I did this before. I did a podcast boot camp, and I'm going to bring those back. I also hope to bring back, I see this in, if we were, I guess, looking at 2013 predictions, with the advancement of Google Hangouts, back in the day, you know, all the way back in 2005, I used to do little podcast roundtables with just members of the School of Podcasting, and we've kind of somehow put those aside, and with Ray Ortega coming back with the Podcasters Roundtable, you can find that at podcastersroundtable.com. I was like, oh, you know what? These used to be fun. I used to do these with the members of the School of Podcasting, so I'll probably be bringing those back, and we may open those to the public as well. So those will be coming back. Video will be a part of my thing, just because I met some great people in Vegas who want to do everything. And actually, that's a great strategy. If you, you know, write a blog on your website, then you write another blog, and then you talk about it, you can attach that audio and make that a podcast. Then if you want, you can do something on YouTube and turn that into a video podcast. And by that way, you have basically hit all the bases for people, how they want to consume their content. So a lot of things coming in 2013. And I want to thank everybody who came up to me at New Media Expo and said, oh, you're Dave Jackson, Sergeant Fred. Sergeant Fred interviewed me. Here's a fun one. There is a new, I don't have the website here in front of me, Podcasting University. It's either Podcast University or Podcasting University. I think it's Richard Garfield, if I remember right. New podcast consultant. Podcast Champion is another podcast about podcasting that's coming. And Fred, Sergeant Fred from strugglingentrepreneur.com, actually was kind of a, did a favor for Podcast U, and he interviewed me, not for his podcast, because I've been interviewed on the Struggling Entrepreneur, but for this new podcast about podcasting podcast, which I'll be talking more about in the future, because we always like to help each other out. Podcast Champion, I just found yesterday, so there'll be more coming, I'm sure, and some will come, and some will go, and I will always be here. So I've been doing this since 2005. And I'm not going anywhere. Love podcasting. I'm super pumped up after going to New Media Expo. And if you're looking to start a podcast, let's start the music here, shall we? Oh, boy, that's awfully loud. Let's do that. Oh, you know what? We're going to go musicless. Wow, now the microphone's really loud. If you're looking to start a podcast, I would love to help you. I have, you know, I played the clip from Kevin, at the beginning of it. Nothing floats my boat, for lack of a better phrase. No pun intended. Well, okay, pun intended. You know, he's doing the water skiing podcast, then helping somebody launch a podcast about their passion and then watching it grow. you know, and helping them promote it and linking them to resources that they need. Maybe they need album art. Maybe they need music. Maybe they need to understand how to promote it to other directories. And maybe they need an email list to help promote it. Everything else, everything you need is in one place. And I've got step-by-step tutorials that show you how to go through planning your podcast, building your website. If you want to learn WordPress, I've got a whole series of videos that will show you everything you need to know about WordPress. And that's just one segment of the School of Podcasting. And, you know, it's there. Then we've got a whole section on how to record your podcast, how to publish your podcast, how to get it into Libsyn, how to get it into Blueberry, whichever one you want to use, you know, how to add your ID3 tags, all the other geeky things that, like, I have no idea what Dave is talking about. Guess what? Sign up at the School of Podcasting. Go out, click on the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner, and sign up today. And we will definitely get you going in the right direction. We can brainstorm with you. Anything you need, I am there for you. So schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for... It sounds so weird to have no music here. I feel naked without my music. So thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, live a life worth podcasting about. And I will see you on the inside.